With 91 Seconds on Film, I'm Ben Knuckles. 91 Seconds on Film is brought to you by Crutchfield and by the Visualite Cinema, the Valley's home for foreign and independent film. Christopher Nolan, director of The Dark Knight, has a deep respect for actors. He gets spirited work out of them in individual scenes, trusting them to tease out subtle fissures and complex emotions. And yes, he does wonders with the late Heath Ledger, whose virtuoso Joker is a chillingly committed sociopath, sublimely sure of himself. Shooting in unadorned close-ups, Nolan allows Ledger's energy to jolt the theater. If only the director could put as much faith in his audience. Ledger, Bale, Kane, Freeman, Oldman, Gyllenhaal, and the rest of Nolan's A-plus list cast are acting into a vacuum. As a dramatist, Nolan proves both inept and pedantic, more interested in ruminating on the nature of heroism than in building tension or escalating conflict. The Dark Knight is talky and tedious, a frenzied string of anti-climaxes. Nolan can't establish his themes through action, so he bloviates. The sick bond between Batman and the Joker, teased out so elegantly by Tim Burton in his 1989 Batman, exists in The Dark Knight only because the Joker says it does, repeatedly. And the final confrontation between these near-mythic adversaries is flat and nonsensical. As in his overrated Batman Begins, Nolan brings no visual imagination to Gotham City. It's amazing to me that such a popular franchise is being shepherded by a filmmaker so dead to the expressive possibilities of the medium. His take on Batman isn't dark, it's just dim. With 91 Seconds on Film, I'm Ben Knuckles. 91 Seconds on Film is brought to you by the Visualite Cinema and by Crutchfield, bringing the theater home with a selection of digital flat-panel TVs and home theater gear in Charlottesville, Harrisonburg, and at crutchfield.com. 91 Seconds on Film can be heard Thursdays and Saturdays at 2:20, Friday mornings at 9:20, and Friday afternoons at 5:20.